to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Well, good morning, Shasta County. Filling in today for Carl and Linda, I'm Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. We host a Saturday morning show here every Saturday from 9 to 10 on KCNR 1460. And they're getting a very much deserved break. But I'm joined, as I am on Saturdays, by Ruth Angel.
Missed Barry White, did you?
I did miss my music a little bit, but I like their intro music just as well. Although
motorcycle.
And yeah. The military.
I listen to the news. I listen to Jim in the morning, or Bob in the morning, and I hear the motorcycle music and log in.
Is that when you're exercising?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
As I left my house this morning, I saw my dad out on his run. He runs every morning coming up the hill, and he was stunned to see me up this early because it's quite early. But he's like, where are you headed to? I headed off to fill in for Carl and Linda. So we're very happy for the opportunity to be here. If you listen to us on Saturday, you'll know that we talk about real estate on Saturdays, but we can't help it. We tend to get bogged down in politics, both local and national.
Well, politics affects the real estate.
Awful lot of correcting of Ruth I have to end up doing on the weekends, and also have been referred to as the most pompous of the radio hosts here on KCNR.
Sometimes. I think jerk was in the last.
Jerk might be too. So for those of you looking forward to bashing me, feel free. Ruth will be manning the chat room, and I will try and hold true to my roots, which is that I'm very seldom wrong. And luckily, I'm here to correct Ruth. So if you do, Ruth.
And so when you hear this, I've decided that that's going to be the wrong.
Yes,
yeah,
so probably we probably will not be hearing that. But
that's right.
First
we
and
have
foremost,
a caller.
Alrighty. Well, first thing we want to get out of the way is, of course, and it's not getting it out of the way. It's a very important part of our morning show. We hear from our Wells Fargo financial advisors, and this morning Josh Wiley is going to bring us the market minute. Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Well, good morning, everyone. The markets are moving positive. Currently, the Dow's up 54 points at 15,389, while the Nasdaq's up 5 at 3,501, and the S&P 500's up 4 at 1,670. Oil's down 22 cents at $96.49 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.19%. Gold's down $18.10 this morning at $1,366, while silver's down 33 cents at $22.26 an ounce. Some of our most accurately traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is up 2 dimes at $101.72, Home Depot's up $2.10 at $78.87, and J.P. Morgan's up a buck at $53.30. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. And be sure to listen to the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on the home of Community Talk Radio, KCNR 1460. The forecast today, mostly sunny, a high near 76. Tonight's low will be around 50 under partly cloudy skies. Some very nice spring-like weather on tap as we have another sunny day tomorrow and a high near 70. Right now, 62 degrees. And this report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards on the way out to Shingletown on Inwood Drive. If you've never been out there, be sure to check them out. And now back to our hosts, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel.
Well, thanks very much. And we are back. And, you know, first and foremost, Ruth, I want to give a shout out or thoughts.
Well, first and foremost should be thinking about the kids in Oklahoma.
That's what I was getting to.
Oh, I thought you were going to give a shout out.
No, I was going. I mean, shout out may not be the right term. But anyhow, our thoughts and prayers with the people in Oklahoma and surrounding communities, because they're going to be getting hit with tornadoes. They started a couple weeks ago. There was giant hail in Texas 2 weeks ago. And so this is the time of year. Doesn't lessen the gravity of it and you know, the sadness of it. There's people, you watch those streets, the before and after pictures, it was absolutely amazing. They're just gone.
Devastating.
Yeah, and so our thoughts and prayers definitely
so
with those people.
My son is in Southern Illinois, and for the last 2 days, I've been on the phone calling and saying, okay, just make sure you've got your supplies down in your basement. Make sure that you've got you know, everything taken care of because it's coming your way. And I've been watching it for a couple days. So I heard on the news coming in that there was some warning for these folks. And
13 minutes, though. They had 13 minutes. And I mean, and they said that for the first time, something that weather people very rarely do is they got on, they went to the airwaves and said, okay, if you're right here, get in your car and drive away.
A lot of folks got their kids out of the school. And,
thank goodness.
And but there were, you know, quite a few left. And that's sad.
It's just devastating. I've been through one tornado when we lived in Chicago. And it is a eerie, we were lucky because we were just on the very edges of it. I had vinyl siding on my house back in Illinois and it ripped the siding off the house.
Was that in the trailer park?
No, it wasn't, but there was a trailer park. I lived in Wheaton, Illinois. There was only one trailer park in Wheaton, kind of hidden. It hidden in the middle of nowhere. And of course that one trailer park did get walloped by it, but it ripped our siding off. It's really, you can't even describe it. And I can't imagine, ours only probably had 85 or 90 mile an hour winds. To have 200 mile an hour winds, seeing the damage that 80 mile an hour, 90 mile an hour winds can do is just stunning. And, you know, the fear for those poor little kids, it just makes your heart burst. And anyhow, our thoughts and prayers definitely to them, hopes for a speedy recovery, a boon for the construction business. You know, I hate to say that, sounds a little bit, but it is, you know, every time you have fires and an earthquake, it is a boon for the construction business.
And the death toll was just lowered. I think it was 51 down to 21.
Cut way down. And they keep finding people. So we need to take a break, and we're going to go ahead and take that break right now.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include Northern California Veterans Museum, Shasta Estates and Hilltop Estates, 21st Century Oncology, Shasta County Veterans Services Office, and Shasta County Adult Services. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent, and I'm joined by Ruth Angel. J. just grooving down here a little bit. We are the host of the KCNR Saturday morning show from 9 to 10. We're going to go ahead and throw this over to Santos, who is at the Veterans Building. How you doing this morning, Santos?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing over there?
Good morning. Just getting
Great.
Rolling.
Great.
Hey, just go ahead and slug him in the arm there, Ruth.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm down here with Mike Coffee. Mike, tell him what's going on down here.
You know, we're here today from 7 o'clock until 1. We're taking donations for the United States Air Force Memorial at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo. And this plan is the first of 5 monuments out there, but this one specifically to honor our veterans from the U.S. Army Air Forces and the United States Air Force. It's quite a project. You know, we need your help, and we'd like you to deliver more than mail down here today when you come by the post office and the Veterans Memorial Hall. So we'll be here, and we do appreciate all the support we get all the time. So we look forward to seeing you.
This is for a great cause. Anybody is within hearing distance, you need to come on down here, show some support. Kurt, we expect you to come down as soon as the morning show's over, yeah?
We'll see about that.
Yes, absolutely will. Now, you're on Yuba Street, right?
I'm still asleep.
You have a boot out there so that people can just throw the cash in as they're driving by?
Yes.
Makes it real easy. You don't even got to get out of your car.
Okay,
and
so tell us.
The corner of the alleyway in Yuba Street between the post office and the Veterans Memorial.
So that's the in Central Reading here off of Yuba Street. And That gives you a lot of places just to kind of pull over and throw 20 bucks.
That's right. Just like right by the old post office for those long timers here, not the new one over off Churn Creek, the old post office downtown Reading. A great cause. I will definitely be donating, we're nothing but supportive of you guys. Thanks for all you do out there. And then for our listeners, make sure you head over there. Very easy to donate, something that gets often overthought. But the good news for all our veterans is that it does seem that people get
Air Force, right?
Yes, retired military.
There you go.
Retired Air Force. And, you know, they're getting better attention to what these guys have done for us and the sacrifices they made. There's never enough attention. So we encourage everybody to get down there and support the veterans and get these memorials built. The cemetery out there in Igo, it's a beautiful place, you know, for what it's there for. And it does support a lot of veterans. We know one in particular that his wife passed away. He's been out there almost every day. He's already got his plot picked out. Can't wait to be next to her, but, you know, going to be right next to her. And, you know, it's important thing to him, very emotional thing for him.
But I'll definitely be there, and I'll make sure that Kurt's driving right behind me.
Roger that. We look forward to seeing you guys down here. Anybody wants to come on down and donate, we're more welcome just to kind of talk you through the car window there and help us out. Really appreciate it. Come on down and enjoy the nice weather. Enjoy the wind. It's definitely windy out here. And thoughts and prayers for everybody back east with the tornadoes.
Absolutely. So that's down at the post office, supporting our veterans to get that Air Force Memorial built out at the Igo Cemetery. So thanks for doing that, Santos. And I'm not sure if we're going to be checking in later on or not.
Well, we'll give you a call later on. I'll be out here all morning.
That's a good idea. Call back after 8 o'clock.
It's great weather out here, and we're supporting a good cause. So come on down, come see us.
Absolutely. We'll make sure we do that.
Roger that. You guys have a great morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. So, and that is a good thing. All of our military veterans, it's come almost full circle from when they were getting spit on. Now they're starting to get the respect they deserve, which is a good thing to see. I've taught my kids to try and tell people thank you for their service. I know that when I've been in airports, that a lot of the guys, if you go, say you go sit down at the bar to have a quick snack or a burger or something, there's a military guy there, we always try and at least pick up his burger and tell him thanks for his service, because those guys are out there doing what we don't want to be doing.
Yeah, we have to honor our veterans. How, you know, and this kind of is in the same line. You know, you have the CalVet loans, and that program is actually failing. And it's very disturbing that program for the veterans is disturbing. And there's a call to move that money from loaning vets money to putting it into other things. They're calling to because the program is outdated. Let's see, they were at 5.5% interest rates until last month. Finally, they lowered them down to 3.9%. But vets were able to get better loans, especially USDA, where they could go in with no money down or 100% financing?
The CalVet is you know, and
it's a difficult loan to even get.
Well, you kind of took a broad, you took a big jump there for me, Ruth. You threw me for a loop. We went straight from that to discussing CalVet loans. Very rarely seen. You know, we saw lots and lots of houses. We don't see that CalVet loan very often. The last time, we did see it during the boom because it was at that time a pretty good loan for
20 years ago.
But we more, by a large margin, we see far more VA loans. Now the VA loan is still a good loan for vets. And even though interest rates are really low, there's other benefits of those VA loans. But I have no doubt that the CalVet program, they're going to try and say, hey, listen, we don't need to take the CalVet program. We can disband this, throw the money into some other nonsense, which they typically do, and let the VA take care of it, which would be a shame. So, you know.
Do you know in that fund there's $1.1 billion? $1.1 billion, and they did 59 loans, I think, last year?
Yeah.
Or this year?
It goes fast. We need to take a break. We're going to go ahead and take another break. When we come back, we'll talk about anything you would like to talk about. 605-4567. We'll probably get into the IRS a little bit. And then Benghazi. I think there's going to be some monster news coming out on Benghazi. So, you've been hearing rumors about guns and stuff for a few weeks. It might be getting closer to it. So we'll be back right after this quick break.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Play Rock and Roll Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, June 7th.
Rock and roll.
Be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games, pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Pay for $10. So grab your friends and play Rock and Roll Bingo on Friday, June 7th.
Start the weekend right.
Over $5,000 will go. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Memorial Day is almost upon us. Come help us honor all of our veterans on May 31st, 7 p.m. by attending America's Game, baseball, at historic Tiger Field. The Reading Colt 45s will open their season at 7 p.m. on May 31st. One half of the gate receipts will go to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Patriotic music, a color guard, and a special ceremony will take place before the game. So join us for an evening of family fun, baseball, and honoring our veterans. Colt 45 Baseball at historic Tiger Field.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent, and I'm joined, as I am on Saturday mornings, by Ruth Angel here on KCNR 1460 AM. Feel free to call in if you disagree with Ruth, 605-4567. I can kind of see you bopping around with the big hair. back then in some sort of leather pants.
I went to Catholic school. They didn't let us have big hair.
Oh, yeah. We all know about the Catholic school girls. So, anyhow. Hey, one of the things, Ruth, I'm sure you caught it, but, you know, there's going to be a city council hearing today. And they're looking for money, more money, and I'm just reading this. And right now, I'll be honest, I am slightly intimidated. I don't really want to cross anybody at the government, city, IRS, anybody. However, City of Reading is going to be looking for more money to pay for their street maintenance. That they're, within like 2014, they're going to be upside down, the streets will be falling apart and everything else. So it made me wonder, because I have complained a few times back before I was concerned about being audited, about the fact that the city has receives quite a bit of money, especially when projects are built. So if you didn't know it, when a subdivision goes in, and everybody hates the great big developers, but
are you talking about redevelopment funds?
No.
Okay.
So when the city goes, when a developer goes to the City of Reading and says, we'd like to build this subdivision over here, the City of Reading says, okay, well, give us your plans. And there's all sorts of things in those plans that require, that the city then requires these developers to put in that are pretty. The berms. You'll notice the berms and the flowers and the irrigated landscape strips next to the sidewalks. You'll notice that sometimes you'll be driving down a road and there's not a single curb for miles. And all of a sudden there'll be 400 feet of curbs and sidewalk. Just this one little segment of curbs and sidewalk. And that's because the city makes them do that. And the city makes them do that so that they don't have to pay for curbs and sidewalks down the road. Well, one of the other things, and the best example I can give you is over off Shasta View and Rancho Road, the city has made those developers pay to widen the road down the road. So the city has already collected that money. I can't tell you where the money's gone, but if you drive down there, you'll notice that it's quite a bit of dirt. The road has not been widened, but the monies for that widening were already given to the city. Now, the problem with that is that when the money was given to the city 10 years ago, those streets and sidewalks and everything else cost an awful lot less to build. The one thing that didn't go down during, or one of a few things that didn't go down during the last real estate boom, is the cost of concrete, asphalt, oil to run the heavy equipment. So all of those jobs got more expensive. So the city collects that money, didn't put it to use at that time, put it in supposedly someplace to pay for those road widenings down the road. And now the time comes, they need that money. My guess is they start to dip into those kinds of places to get that money. And one of my pet peeves is they require you to build these elaborate berms. As you drive down Rancho Road, you'll notice these nice masonry walls all the way running down the road and some trees and stuff planted there. And right now, they're completely and totally overgrown with weeds. So the city requires them to put these things in, but then no one maintains them.
Oh, yeah. You got the Hidden Hills folks up there weeding their own and trying to get the city to at least cooperate with them so that they can keep their sign that says Hidden Hills.
Which I'm pretty sure is a violation because it's most likely that had to be done by a union employee based on some California laws.
Well, let me just tell you, it's been a big battle, but the residents there, they take pride in their community. They take pride in their neighborhood. They get out there on their own and weed it. And you got to give them a hand for getting out there and saying,
but doesn't it make
you
wonder?
We're not going to leave it up to somebody.
What happens to that money? You know, when you fill up with gas, significant portion of the money you put into gas in taxes goes to pay for road maintenance. Yet then again, we're hit up every time saying our roads and bridges are falling down. Well, I thought that was paid for when we paid for it with the gas.
Well,
what am I missing?
Okay, so you're just getting the first clue that the government doesn't exactly do what it says it's going to do once you vote something in. Look at Proposition 30. There's going to be a windfall of, what, $2.5 billion because of Proposition 30, and that windfall is supposed to go to the schools. However, there's a big
right,
fight getting prepared.
Well, I like
so that
to think,
that money goes to the social programs.
I don't think there's any argument, and the listening audience that's listening to us realizes that things aren't typically done that well. You know, I can't say that. I'm not going to say a generality, but the government's not the most efficient way. However, we realize that here in California, this money gets wasted. I like to think that in Reading, it's not quite so bad, but here we see it again. They've collected quite a bit of money. They get a portion of those gas taxes, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but they get a portion of this money. Why are we constantly running out of money for these things? You know, the sewer is another issue.
Because they keep taking from the funds to fund these other programs. You've got the Democrats running the show, and now the Democrats are going to start fighting with each other. You've got Brown, who's actually the conservative of the group, saying he'll veto anything.
Okay. Well, we need to take another break. We're going to be back right after this here on KCNR 1460.
from the Fox Business Network. Stocks are modestly higher in early trading. If the Dow Industrials close the day in the green, that will mark the 19th straight Tuesday rise for the index. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 60 points. Meanwhile, Sprint Nextel is boosting its buyout offer for wireless service provider Clearwire by 14%. This just hours before shareholders were set to vote on Sprint's original offer. The revised bid values Clearwire at $10.7 billion following massive shareholder pressure for a higher valuation. Clearwire has key wireless airwave licenses that would help Sprint compete better. And with companies sending workers back on the road with limited budgets, more hotel chains are luring travelers with perks. According to the American Hotel and Lodging Association, 79% of hotels offered complimentary breakfast last year. That's compared to just 55% in 2010. Starting June 22nd, Marriott will offer Gold and Platinum members plus a guest free continental breakfast 7 days a week in the U.S. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, Autotrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. Autotrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you, it needed to be cleaned and sprayed and, yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for 1 day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our 3 stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paint with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
911.
She shot him. She's shooting him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at NorCalFI.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to one. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to one on AM 1460 KCNR.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People and Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Yeah. I'm just listening to the music. This is Kurt Largent filling in for Carl and Linda this morning. They're getting a much-deserved day off. Happy to be here.
Happy birthday, Linda.
There you go. Happy birthday and happy to be here. So feel free to call in with any thoughts or questions.
She's all of 29.
605-4567. I am Kurt Largent. We do a show here on Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on real estate and politics. And I'm joined, as I am most Saturdays, by Ruth Angel. I'm having a tough time living up to my most pompous radio host on KCNR this morning. I'm still trying to get a little bit so early, a little bit early for me. So I'm not quite up to my normal levels of pomposity.
Huh?
Yeah, but anyhow, some craziness going on out there, Ruth. Not just in the city of Reading looking for more money. By the way, they're talking about, they did, the person they hired to do the study to come up with more money has come up with a few more fees and use things that are going to now help pay for it.
Oh, I've been saying since they were enacting that fire fee that it's just a matter of time before we get a Caltrans fee, before we get a higher patrol fee up in the rural areas, you know, San Francisco now.
Although now it is important because they don't need to call it a fee. They can go ahead and vote themselves to raise some huge taxes. And apparently the blissfully ignorant masses could care less. Now we're starting to see it too. We talked about it as soon as they were elected. They're going to start coming for Prop 13. And Prop 13 matters a lot less now. Guess why? Because so many people lost their houses. Home ownership's not that high. Most people are renters. That's the bottom line. And the renters don't care about property taxes because they think it doesn't affect them. What they don't realize is that now that these homes and so many of them, including many, many of the houses being bought up in our current little mini boom, are being bought by investors. And investors treat things differently. When their property taxes go up, they don't just get upset about it and get an upset stomach. They go ahead and raise the rent on their tenants. So for all those renters that think this isn't going to affect you, it is, and they are going to come for it because it's quite often viewed in liberal circles as this thing is the most horrific thing that could have ever happened and that we wouldn't have any financial problems in California if there wasn't that whole horrible, deadly, brutal Prop 13. And so now you're starting to see it. After the election, they immediately started to try and change laws dealing with commercial valuations, thinking the same thing. Hey, we'll just sneak this in on the backside because nobody cares about big business. And again, and I have to take just this moment because we have more people listening today. What happened to the Occupy movement? It completely disappeared. Now, as soon as the election's over, the Occupy movement completely gone, non-existent. But it did make you hate the corporations, right, Ruth?
Cities tolerated them when they should have just kicked their butts and got them out of there.
And why? Because it was all orchestrated. We have to believe now. We have to, right? The American people, I realize we're not, the overwhelming majority are morons. They don't pay attention to what's going on. They're not listening to radio shows. They're completely blissfully ignorant. But we have to realize now that after we saw them plant their own question for the IRS, hey, would you do me a favor and ask this question? We want to go ahead and get this word out to the people. And we'd like to do it through these false illusion, like bringing in all the people and handing out doctor's jackets to pass the health reform bill. Would you please ask this question? We want it to seem like this is organic and that we really just want to apologize. Well, the whole thing was completely orchestrated. So now we see that MSNBC, by the way, ratings down. MSNBC down 27% year over year. So that model continues to fail and continues to fail.
Chris Matthews is off Sunday morning shows too. July 21st, I think, is his last.
Yeah, and good old Ed's relegated to the weekends. But as we continue to see them do these things, they orchestrate this stuff. So we watch them do this over and over. When are we going to wake up and realize that this is all a big show? They're just snowing us. And I don't understand why more people don't get angry. And I realize it's because more and more people get to suckle at the teat of the government. So they're less and less inclined to disagree.
Well, I think more people, as these taxes start to affect them, I think with Obamacare or the health care bill, soon as that gets to be impacting their monthly incomes.
I don't know.
I think Governor Brown is aware of it. He said yesterday that that's what this place is, to quote.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Brown, Governor Brown, talking about, he said yesterday that that's what this place is, California, a big spending machine. And there is no control now on how we're going to be spending these funds. And we talked earlier about Prop 30.
But you're trying to have faith in the people. And I think the same thing.
You're trying to have faith in your legislators. But,
well,
and
no,
that is
I have zero faith.
It.
Well, our legislators are basically, they're like the neutered dog in the back of the kennel. There's nothing they can do about it. All of, you know, they're run by the... They're run by the Democrats.
Well,
and as
so
you
much
see
going
this
on in California. And
I know, Ruth, but think about it. We thought, I thought to myself, this is insanity. We're voting to raise our own taxes. People are going to see this happen. They're going to revolt. We thought, this is insanity. They're going to do away with these, you know, payroll taxes. People are going to get upset and start to say, hey, this stinks. And after a month, they're like, hey, you know what? The Dodgers are playing. Well, have you heard anybody complain about their sales tax going up? No. They do it in little itty-bitty increments. It's like dropping the frog in the warm water and then turning up the heat. No one's complaining about sales taxes. No one's complaining about $4 gas. I don't get it. At what point do people get upset? And I'm at the point where I'm like, listen, I'm the only one dumb enough to get upset. I'm the only one raising my blood pressure to listen to this nonsense. I give up.
But it's inevitable that people, Democrats, are going to have to start thinking about the fiscal stability of this state.
I don't think so. They'll just raise taxes again.
You have Tom Amiano, a Democrat out of San Francisco in the Assembly. You have Leno in the Senate. And I don't know what every week they seem to be coming up with something. You got Amiano now saying that they want to deport people after, you know, they don't want to deport illegal immigrants.
Yeah, it's craziness. We need to take another break.
All righty. Well, thank you, guys. And, of course, you're listening to Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by, visit Steve Roberts and the crew today at Crown Motors. They are your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, serving Reading and the surrounding areas. Crown Motors Reading carries a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to meet every need. They are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Here on KCNR 1460, the home of community talk radio.
Some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Yes, we're not losing our minds here at KCNR 1460. We've got the weather mostly sunny, high near 76 today, spring-like weather, and partly cloudy skies tonight, low near 50, more sun tomorrow, high near 70 degrees, and currently in Reading, we are looking at about 67 degrees. This report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Right now, we're going to take a quick break and check in with Santos, our sales manager and man about town, and he's at an event over at the Reading Veterans Hall. Is that correct, Santos?
Oh, yeah, we're down here in support of the U.S. Air Force Veterans Memorial out there at IGO. Well, it didn't take you long to get fired up there, Kurt. It sounds good, buddy.
I'm trying. I gotta keep Ruth in line, although I've got her worked up now, too. We'll see what happens.
Well, we're out here enjoying the day. It's a beautiful morning. I'm out here with Mike Coffee. Come on down and support the event. Support what they're doing out there at the cemetery. It doesn't take much. You know, come by and just shout out hi. We've had a bunch of people come through. Looking forward to seeing anybody that wants to come on down here. Mike, you got anything you can tell them out there specific about the cemetery?
Well, you know, we have a lot of, you know, obviously Air Force veterans and Army Air Forces, a lot of heritage, and we're trying to go ahead and construct a memorial to recognize the service and the sacrifice of all airmen, past, present, and in the future. And this is quite a memorial to them. You know, these folks who fly and fight, they're deserving of this monument, and we're hoping that you all support us in this goal.
You know, this isn't something anybody asked for either in the service. This is just something that you folks are doing out there, correct?
That's correct. This is a committee that has decided that we would like to recognize these veterans, and it is the first of five planned memorials. There will be one for the other branches of the service. This is the first one that's active in fundraising and planning.
You know what we say down here, Kurt? Just go hug a veteran.
Go give him a
hug.
We can do that.
We got Memorial Day coming around the corner. Go get somebody a hug. It's served. Come on down. Come say hi.
How much money? How much money are you hoping to raise?
To anybody can come through.
Santos, how much money are you hoping to raise?
A godzillion dollars.
Okay.
Just so we lot. Know. A lot of money. We want to raise lots and lots of money.
Millions and millions. anything else, you guys know that. And you know, all kidding aside, you know, the only thing us service, as veterans ever want is just, you know, opportunity to serve. We don't ask for much. And you know, let's come on down here, show them some support. Back to you guys.
Well, thanks a bunch. You're doing a great thing out there. And so for everybody listening, it's over at the old post office by the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading, not the post office on Churn Creek. And any gifts, any donations are always appreciated in a cheap way. I always look at that as an opportunity to kind of contribute to some money to a cause that, you know, I was never out there shooting anybody or being shot at, more importantly. So kudos. And again, thanks to all our servicemen and the listeners that did serve. Thank you for your service. It's appreciated, at least by my family. And I know by Ruth's too. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about California and how insane it's getting. You know, we voted to raise our own taxes, which is insane, but now no one seems to care. And then here we are in City of Reading. When you bought your house, say you bought one of those brand new, beautiful Silver Creek homes over off of Shastaview, you may not have thought you paid for anything, but you did, because part of the pricing in that house was to pay for those fancy fountains out front and the berm and the what do they call it, the landscaped median strips and things like that. Those
were
all
required.
Paid for by the developer. Now, you may live in a world where the sky is not blue. However, in the real world, when a developer is charged a fee, he passes that fee on to the buyer of that house. And so all those people paid for those berms, and all those people paid for those improvements and all those things that look pretty. And now they're full of weeds, and the City of Reading's coming back saying we don't have the money to pay for it. They're talking about raising gas taxes again. The reason for that is multiple. You know, I knew it would happen, Ruth, that when I watched that tornado, all I could think about, well, not all I could think about, was because it was horrible. But one of the things that crossed my mind definitely was, now one of these liberal crackpots is going to get on there and say, this storm is so bad because of global warming. It's so intense because we have global warming. Even though there's been a, they can't figure it out, but there's been a no increase since 1998. And, they can't figure it out. And they're not sure. Now, going back to the days of Wizard of Oz, hurricane, you know, tornadoes in Kansas and Oklahoma, that's just, that happens. It's like snow in Alaska. It happens.
Well, it does happen. And, you know, in California, you got to, I mean, we have earthquakes, and I know a lot of people from back east are not happy with the earthquakes.
I'm surprised we're not taxed on something for earthquakes. Although we are, because,
I paid for the earthquake insurance and back in the day where, you know, there was no penalty for it. But of course I paid because, you know, I live in California, have lived in California all my life. And I just, you know, I just paid it. And, hopefully the money was spent wise. I don't know where it all went.
Wisely.
But I don't know where it all went. We just paid it with no penalty. You know, a lot of people didn't pay it.
You know, and that's kind of one of those things where you just wonder what's going on. Now, when we come back, we're going to keep talking about this because what I was getting at there was we keep raising these taxes. They're talking about raising gas taxes. That's going to be to offset global warming. We need to take another break. We'll talk about that right here on KCNR 1460 as soon as we get back.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And KCNR time 7:54. This portion of the program is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They've got great service. They offer propane, but at the same time also offer excellent service. Value you can count on since 1997. 365-3793 Shasta Gas Propane.
And we're back. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel.
Good morning, Shasta County. We're almost in the second hour.
I know. We have, this will be a short segment here. So if you have a question, maybe you want to wait till after the news at the top of the hour, but 605-4567. Thank you to those listening on KCNR1460.com. That nice, clear, crystal clear sound. We enjoy everybody in the comments in the chat room. So we were talking before the break, you know, they're proposing a new gas tax. Now, my guess is this will be under the guise of some sort of global warming. Would you think, Ruth? I got to sneeze.
Well, the actually pass or not, but you have a Berkeley undergrad who wants money for higher education. Now, we passed, Prop
Berkeley,
30 for...
Berkeley undergrad. Now, mister, we need more money to pay for education because students should not have to pay so much. Did you see the story this week about the cost of college? It is going through the roof as everything else is getting cheaper.
That's why he's getting this on the ballot.
Right. He's upset. Hey, whoa. It's going to cost me some more money. It means more student loans. Let's raise the taxes to stop global warming because this is horrible. And you hear that kind of nonsense and you're thinking, what is wrong with these people? Now, part of it is they're stupid kids. I remember back when I was 21 years old.
So I don't think he's a kid.
Undergrad, thus under 22, thus stupid kid. I remember, I'm not quite as far removed from, Ruth, think way back, shake the cobwebs loose and think way back to when you were 21. Were you thinking rational thoughts about the environment? And no, you were being influenced by liberal, moronic educators.
No, I wasn't.
Educators.
I was working, I was married at that time, trying to buy a house, didn't have, you know, Putting nickels in a coffee can to help fund
that. Well, I can tell you, having been there as a stupid student that thinks you know everything back when you're 21 years old.
Well, of course, you had your parents raise you and keep you in the house to what? 30?
And I went to a very – well, no, I was out. Remember,
not me. I graduated was on my own very early.
Oh, goodness. I graduated a semester early so that I could get a job, so I could get married.
I guess you're trying to tell people you're smart, huh?
No, I wanted to be done early because I missed my wife and she was a year older. She was already graduated. That's the main motivation. And I could get a job in pork bellies. Anyhow, so you got these kids coming out. They say, let's raise this gas tax. You've got this whole generation, the whole Occupy. Because you know what they're going to come at next is, you know, the government's got all the student loans. So guess who has the power to forgive their student loans? The student loans go to pay for this ridiculously overly expensive education that you're paying for. Which goes then to fund all the tenured professors that continue to build this circle and this little army of liberal thought.
What parent would not want this tax to go through, this surplus on extracting oil out of shale? What parent would not want to help get funding for higher education?
This parent. I think they should, this parent wouldn't. My kids are going to, you know, I was very blessed. My mom and dad took care of my college. And paid for it. So as long as I didn't get D's, which I didn't, thank goodness. But, you know, the reality of it is, and I've said it before, not everybody should go to college. Just because you go to college doesn't make you smart. Stupid is stupid, stupid. You can't help it. The world needs ditch diggers too in the immortal words of Judge Smales. And there also, there's guys that make a huge amount of money in the trades. These higher education, this is all just a payback to the teachers' unions is what it comes down to.
Well, you have a senator who's, for those folks that want to look at this, it's at Senate Bill 241, and you've got Noreen Evans saying, quote, now there is an opportunity for us to be able to pass this kind of tax revenue that we wanted to. So that was her exact quote. So I think people in California just need to know that conservatives, it really isn't going to matter.
It really isn't.
Bottom line is that this is what they want. They're going to be now battling with Jerry Brown, which is to me an oxymoron, but they're now going to be battling with him over this type of funding and taxes.
Well, and, you know, they're going to continue to keep asking for more and more taxes. That's what it comes down to. Every chance they get, there will be more and more taxes, period. And that's what it comes down to. When they can, they're going to ask for more because they are insatiable appetite for spending. They are not going to stop spending. They view this. The only thing I can come up with in my simplistic little mind is that they view more welfare and more of the takers if they view them as nothing more than votes, and ensuring that they stay in power and that their liberal mantra and the religion of liberalism continues on by paying for these people. So we need to take a break. We're at a hard one. We'll be back right after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
As a nation, our full focus right now is on the urgent work of rescue.
President Obama promising help for tornado-ravaged Oklahoma right away. More from the White House in a moment. Now in devastated Moore. They're using dogs to search for victims in neighborhoods. That monster of a twister turned to rubble.
Most of the area is completely wiped out.
Police Sergeant Jeremy Lewis says people could still be trapped in storm shelters.
The debris is so much and so piled up that it just takes certain equipment to get some of this off of the what used to be their house.
At least 24 people died, some of them kids in a destroyed elementary school. More than 100 others are injured. Now more on what the president said. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
After getting a morning briefing on the federal response to the Oklahoma disaster, President Obama spoke about the tragedy from the White House. He said even though the full extent of the death and destruction is not yet known, the victims of it can take comfort in one thing.
People of Moore should know that their country will remain on the ground there for them, beside them, as long as it takes.
The president dispatched the Federal Emergency Management Agency administrator to the scene, and late Monday he signed a disaster declaration to speed the federal recovery efforts. Dave?
Mike Douglas Shulman headed the IRS when conservative groups were targeted. Now he's at the Senate.
I was dismayed and I was saddened to read the Inspector General's conclusions.
Now, acting IRS Commissioner Stephen Miller is testifying too. Republican Orrin Hatch is angry at him for not telling lawmakers about this when Miller was questioned about the way conservatives were treated in May of 2012.
Now, Mr. Miller, that's a lie by omission.
Miller then told Senator Hatch, no, it's not.
We were not politically motivated in targeting conservative groups.
The federal appeals courts just ruled that more than 250 pictures taken of Osama bin Laden after he was killed in the 2011 raid in Pakistan can stay secret, that they were properly classified, not for release. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty, so you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. You really do get what you pay for on Trex Enhance, now in stock at the Home Depot. And for a limited time, take advantage of special savings on Trex Enhance at the Home Depot.
Get a free Samsung Rugby 3 when you switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network. Instant communication, and you can talk to up to 250 people at once. And with AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company paid line of service. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to switch today and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only, requires tier commitment to eligible plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Again, the search continues for more victims in Moore, Oklahoma. And if you have seen video of the tornado, it was a monster. Reporter Jerry Bonin is live in nearby Oklahoma City.
Dave, searchers worker are under the threat of rain this morning in Moore, where weather experts believe the two-mile-wide tornado was an EF4, maybe an EF5 twister. We could learn later today what the Weather Service labels it. Either way, the estimated 200-mile-an-hour winds made up a twister that was on the ground for 40 minutes, slowly moving across 20 miles of homes, businesses, and schools, almost the same path it took when 44 people were killed in 1999. And that storm was in EF5 with 300-mile-an-hour winds. Dave?
Jerry, Israel's military chief has issued a warning to the head of Syria, President Bashar Assad, saying the Syrian leader would bear the consequences of any more attacks on Israeli forces near the Syrian border. Syria claimed that it destroyed an Israeli vehicle that had crossed the ceasefire line. It was an Israeli jeep that the Israelis say suffered just light damage. Will Jody Arias plead for mercy, or again say that she wants the death penalty? The convicted killer will testify before the Arizona jury considering her sentence. Arias, after she was found guilty of murdering her ex-boyfriend, did tell a TV reporter that she hoped she got the death penalty, did not want life in prison. Jim Morrison was the voice of the Doors, but this was the signature sound. Ray Manzarek's keyboards on Riders on the Storm and other Doors classics like Light My Fire. Manzarek died of cancer in Germany at the age of 74. He'd co-founded the Doors with Morrison in L.A. in 1965 and co-wrote a lot of the music. On Wall Street, not much movement this morning. The Dow is up 3 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. We're filling in for Carl and Linda today. Hopefully not boring you to tears or being too pompous for most of you. So I know Ruth's got her fan club out there, so I'm hoping they're enjoying and getting to listen to
her. I understand the tea party's going to be out at Cypress and Hilltop today, so we need to hear from those folks and give us the times. Just protesting the IRS and, you know, these guys were part of the scrutiny that the get applying for their 501c3 or 4, whichever one they did, but they asked for the membership list, and it was not provided to them. But I know you and I both. I mean, I'm scared to death of the IRS and the thought of.
Hey, those guys do a great job.
Yeah, the thought of, you know, and maybe not so much the local stuff.
I joke
stuff,
about
but,
it, but you know, the reality of it is,
Is that the intimidation, I mean, I frankly, you know, that's how they start.
You know, everybody thinks about it. Everybody thinks about the idea of, of saying, everybody talks about the idea of thinking,
hold on, we gotta switch to you, okay?
Okay, so people are always afraid of the IRS. It's always been kind of the thought in the back of their head. Hey, you don't want to do that. They're going to come after you. Well, guess what? They will. Anyhow,
well,
I think we're ready for the...
No,
we have a couple of phone lines on right now. We're going to, first of all, take care of our, as we do each hour in the KCNR Free Fire Radio, we're going to listen to what's happening on Wall Street. They said it's a little bit lackluster, but what's happening out there in the markets? And for that, we turn to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. We do have mixed markets this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 13 points at 15,348, while the NASDAQ's down 2 at 3,494, and the S&P 500's down 1 at 1,665. Oil's up 6 cents at $96.77 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.18%. Gold's down $22.50 this morning at $1,361, while silver's down 45 cents at $22.13 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Intel's up a dime at $24.18, Coca-Cola's down 27 cents at $42.12, and ExxonMobil's up 54 cents at $92.95. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR 1460. And it's brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. And right now, let's throw a couple of switches. And we have, you know, the beauty of live radio, Kurt and Angel, is that you ask for something and you get it almost immediately. Rally Sally, welcome.
Hey. Yes, thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I really did want to get it out there because I know how important it is, and I know, you know, just you guys, in spite of what was going on with the IRS, in spite of the 503C and 504s, whatever, our tea party in this area has been very successful, and you guys protected the members, and I got to give it to you.
Thank you very much. Yes, we did. And I'd like to invite all of your listeners to come on out today and express their First Amendment rights to protest the IRS. We're going to be on the corners of Cypress and Hilltop this morning between 10 and 12. Or if you can't come to the morning rally, we're also going to be there between 4 and 6. And we all invite people to bring a flag and a sign so that people driving by can know why we're there. And just raise some awareness in the community about what is happening to people who are just trying to be involved in the political process.
Especially in light of what you've heard this morning in California and all over, with our Proposition 13s now being affected.
Yes.
To be honest with you, I think you guys are doing a great job and holding the flag and just saying, hey, this is affecting our citizenship.
And not being intimidated, which is, you know, which I do believe is the biggest source for this. I think that's part of the reason they came out with the story. I think they want to make people say, hey, listen, you could maybe you want to think twice about joining that Tea Party group. Speaking up, because guess what happens to these guys? They get themselves in trouble. So thanks for getting out there and keeping
Sally,
the awareness.
Sally, do you have a question?
And not only is it the Tea Parties, if they can do it to the Tea Parties, what's to stop them from doing it to anybody?
Well, and they're doing it to reporters.
To churches.
Yeah, I mean,
and
look
reporters.
What they're doing with the reporters.
Yeah. So
exactly.
I do have a question for you, Sally.
Yes.
Are with regard to the Tea Party, and is there a plan for our local Tea Party to get involved with the lawsuit that's going to be coming the way of to our government?
Yes, I can tell you, yes, we are involved.
Okay. And so Sokolov is also your attorney as well.
Yes, he is. He is our attorney.
Is there any plan for him to come and talk with the Tea Party group at all?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Wouldn't
I
that
think
be
he's
awesome?
A little busy right now.
Yeah,
but perhaps we can get him on a radio show.
Yeah, so when I've heard him, the few times I have heard him, I mean, and putting this all together where, you know, the little nuances and the things that you don't know, it just astounds me to really what degree and what level that the IRS has taken this to. And so as more gets uncovered, and I know today they're having the hearings, but, but again today, so it's at from 10 to noon out at Cypress and Hilltop. Go ahead and, say that again.
Yes, from 10 to noon, Cypress and Hilltop, and then from 4 to 6, also on the corners of Cypress and Hilltop.
Great. Well, stop by and give a donation to the veterans out on Yuba Street across from the post office, and then head over to Cypress and Hilltop. Thank
Great.
You for your call.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Sally.
Okay, bye-bye.
I think we're getting ready for weather. We're right, almost at another break, so here, let's go to that.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Kurt Largent Radio Show, heard every Saturday here on KCNR 1460 from 9 to 10. I would like to take this opportunity to personally invite you to attend a real estate clinic brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce Mortgage with Chris Lamb and Sheldon Largent Realty. At this clinic, we will be discussing Reading's hot real estate topics, everything from flipping homes, first-time buyers, understanding how banks work as sellers, creative financing for buying investment properties,
building wealth with real estate, and Chris will tell you how to buy even with zero down. There's also the difficult question of how to get your offer accepted with multiple offers. There's much, much more we'll talk about. In fact, if you're desperate to sell your home, come to this seminar. We'll make you an offer to purchase your home and close it in 10 days. This seminar will be held Thursday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop. The seating is limited, so to guarantee a seat, please call 530-282-1767. That's 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop, and we hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things,
more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
8:15 and taking a quick look at the weather here on Free Fire Radio. Mostly sunny today, a high near 76. It'll be partly cloudy tonight and a low around 50 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, a high near 70. Right now in Reading, 66 degrees. This report, as always, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Well, you know, the springtime weather isn't exactly going to hold on for a whole lot longer. It's going to get hot, and that is when you're going to want to talk to the folks over at Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values, quality does not have to cost more. Get that air conditioning system tuned up. It just makes a lot of sense. It will extend the life of your system. You can check them out at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now back to Kurt and Angel.
Well, we're back, Ruth. Here on KCNR 1460.
That's beautiful.
Feel free to call in 605-4567 if you disagree with Ruth. It happens. It happens all the time. And it doesn't surprise me. So
it happens a lot on Saturday.
So they're going to be out there protesting the IRS thing. So we know now that the IRS knew about this. They lied about it. They said that they, last year under oath during the election, they didn't come out and they knew it was going on, but they didn't feel the need to share. They basically,
The president just found out about it.
Just found out about it. They did come out and say, well, no, his legal counsel was aware, but they just didn't tell the president.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you get the president of the United States who seems to be aware of all kinds of things, but
don't bug him
all
with that
the
little
things
stuff.
That are fast and furious. I mean, I saw a bunch of clips where almost on every one of these,
talk about fast and furious. Totally disappeared. Now, I'm sure our listeners are aware, but you know, Fast and Furious was basically, this is my interpretation of it. The U.S. government got this bright idea that, listen, we need to ramp up pressure on gun owners here in the United States. And so let's do this by, let's ship a whole bunch of guns to some really violent people down in Mexico, and then let them blow each other up for a little bit. And then we'll get pressure from the liberal president at the time of Mexico to come at the United States and say, listen, all our people are killing each other. Right. All our, well, they, you can buy guns. It's just there's like two gun shops in the entire state. Right. So that even though it's not illegal to own them, you just can't buy them. So they said, listen, this is our idea. We're going to give them all these guns. We're going to let them develop all sorts of problems. And then we're going to let them put political pressure on us to say that your guns from the United States are going to be killing our people. And we want you to do this. Well, that was their whole plan. They wanted to use this as a gun control measure. Well, then it blew up in their face when some United States agents were killed, not to mention a bunch of other people. So that was a huge crime. Yet we don't hear anything about it. It's just completely gone.
Well,
so this guy's whole mantra is, listen, I'm going
to
deny this and ignore this.
Media, and I hate to use that word because bottom line is that it's being buried.
Absolutely.
And as these things are surfacing, they're coming back.
Well, you know who is
Fast and Furious is coming
back. I guarantee you, while everybody else in the United States was sitting there yesterday saying, this is a horrible tragedy, this is horrible, I can't believe this gigantic tornado. Can you believe the size of this thing? It's just so sad. Those poor kids. There was a party going on in Washington, D.C. because they're like, oh, yeah. Now they're not going to be talking about Benghazi. They're going to be talking about the tornado. Any sort of distraction, any sort of shiny object or bright mirror to distract the non-thinking voting public so that they don't realize that what's going on while we're sitting here allowing the water to get hotter and hotter until we're all boiled. Anyhow.
We have a caller on line one. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Ruth. Hey, Kurt. How you two doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Thank you.
Good. You know, it's interesting because everything you guys just said, it's just more tyranny after tyranny after tyranny. And I don't think the Tea Party is going to be taxed enough already. Our new mantra is going to be tyrannized enough already. And I think that holds true for all of us. But it's the one thing I want to bring up really quick. In the First Amendment, there are five rights that we have that the government can infringe upon. And it's interesting how a lot of people, you know, it's tough. The other day I was asked about that. I couldn't come up with all five, really, myself. And a lot of times we can't. But I'm going to read this real quick because what it shows is what the government's doing right now to us. First of all, no law respecting establishment of religion or prohibiting free exercise thereof, and Congress shall make no law against that. We're abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. They have violated every single one of those.
Yeah.
As they violated the Second Amendment with all the different gun laws. The last part of the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The history of that is a situation where we needed to have arms to protect ourselves from an overbearing government, not to hunt, not to go out and do plinking or shooting at skeet. And, you know, I think it's come to a point where the peaceful right to assemble is something we need to do and start doing a lot more of. And not just the Tea Party, but encompassing everyone. I mean, this whole thing has crossed. I mean, who would imagine that the New York Times, the ACLJ, the Tea Party, and the ACLU would become in allegiance over all this egregious, tyrannical stuff that this government's doing?
Well, I think they're waking up. Well, I think everyone's waking up.
It's certainly odd bedfellows, and the true test will be to see how long that the New York Times and the ACLU stays in concert with the, you know, ACLJ and Tea Party, because what they're you can see it without any shadow of a doubt, and we're running late, so we're going to have to take a break. But what they're trying to do is say, hey, listen, you're rocking the boat. Clearly, the Tea Party had this dramatic effect in the last midterm elections. And boom, as soon as that happens, they say, we got to do something about this. And so now I think they're publicizing this to say, hey, listen, before you join some of these crazy crackpot right-wing parties that are going to have an influence on the next midterms, because God forbid this guy gets control of the House again. Imagine what happens.
He doesn't even need Congress. Some of the statements he's made is he's been trying to buy past Congress. Can you say executive order?
Yeah.
Can you say czars?
But, I mean, that's what this is about.
176 executive orders? Or
more intimidation. So hopefully the New York Times and these liberals stay, and
well,
so far they are.
Well, you have ABC, Jonathan Carl, asking some hard questions, which blew me away
that he was
even stepping up.
You absolutely hope it lasts. But you're
exactly
right, Terry.
Well, I know a couple of the religious groups that have been attacked by the IRS, and I'll use the word attacked. Some of the questions were, what is it that your members pray about? What's the wording of their prayers? And oh, I want to correct one other thing too, which makes this even more egregious. The Reading Tea Party and Pecan, et cetera, et cetera. We don't have members. We have volunteers. Everybody there is a volunteer. That even made it more egregious. They wanted to know what people were talking about, if they had any kind of desire to run for office, what pamphlets they would bring in, what their total discussion was. I mean, we're talking about just volunteers, people just going to a meeting.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. The first document to read was really quite astonishing, the first one they sent us back in around 2011.
Well, I appreciate the call. We're late on this break. We need to get to it, but keep up the good work. And, again, thanks for the call.
Good job.
We'll be back right after these messages.
Take a walk on the wild side with your favorite canine friend on June 4th at Haven Humane Society's third annual Dogathon. This 5K walk for the animals includes Hennigan's Spinning Frisbee Canine Team, Doggy Personality Contest, and Agility Course. Visit the Arts and Crafts booths, microchipping, rabies vaccines, dog licenses, and more. Bring family, friends, and your favorite canine. Join us to help the shelter animals. Call 241-5262 to register or go online to havenhumane.net. Thank you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, Shasta County Senior Nutrition Center, U.S. Senior Vets, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Arcadia Home Care and Staffing, and Willow Springs. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli, Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street, 244-9191.
Well, we're back, Ruth. Rocking out to the Werewolves of London.
Woo!
You guys should see it. During the breaks, Ruth gets up and does this little dance. It's almost surreal.
Well, Bob and I are closer in age than you.
I'm not sure. I don't think I was born when that song came out. I still enjoy it though. I like lots and lots of music, even though was way before me. Not much before you. Some of that stuff back with your ponytails and doo-wop and all that stuff.
I've got about another inch to go on my hair so that
you donate it again?
To the Locks of Love. Again, I've been competing with your daughter. She cut her hair twice. I'm just old. Mine doesn't grow that fast.
My poor little daughter. They get up before I do. I'm a night owl. I like to be up late. And I always wake up when they get ready for school and stuff. And I hear her and she's overly tired and she's young and she's overly tired. She's in there arguing with their mother, but why is it so thick? Because her hair is so thick, but she was tired and just crying about everything. But she is. She's almost to the point now. I think she's getting pretty close to be able to do another 12 inches. So it grows fast.
And, in Red Bluff, they had the Relay for Life and they had Locks of Love there. The Wigs for Kids is actually another, program. So I'm not sure who I'm guessing I will do probably Wigs for Kids, but
she does Locks of Love.
Yeah. Well, there.
That's what I, and by the way, I am too. You realize that people say, what's with the long hair? It's, you know,
Kurt. Okay.
Locks of Love. And then the next thing they ask is they say, you've gotten so thin, Kurt. I always just tell them I'm training for mixed martial arts. I'm getting to be a cage fighter.
Please.
At least Bob laughed. Ruth looked at that girl, please. I responded like my mother. I've gotten that comment because I've lost weight because I'm diabetic. And someone walked up, man, you lost a bunch of weight. And I'll look them right in the eye and say, yeah, I'm trained to be a cage fighter. And they'll be just taken aback looking, what? You're like 45 years old. Yeah. The other one I get a kick out of too is you have to get an old timer, but whenever you go in there and you say I use my credit card or something or debit card and the guy says,
can I see your card? And he looks at it. He goes, oh, any relation to Steve Largent? And I used to always say, no, I wish I was. And now I always say, oh, yeah, he's my uncle. And their heads will pop up and they go, really? I'm like, no, it just makes for a much better response. So anyhow, we're on a short segment here, so we're not going to get into too much. We have about 2 minutes left. But I want to talk a little bit about immigration. And because I think it's one of those things that kind of goes into, and I don't want to go into the whole difference between social conservatives and fiscal
conservatives. We've got the immigration bill coming up, and that is a lot of people need to know the details because it definitely is going to affect
but conservatives,
your wallet.
Well, conservatives do need to figure this out, though. We're not going to deport them. And so I think that what we have to come up with is some sort of a solution that makes them legal.
And this immigration bill is not going to do that by giving them welfare prior to being citizens.
And after the whole Tamerlan Tsarnaev nonsense with the Boston bombers, and it came out, we had one full day of righteous indignation about the fact that these guys were on welfare, and then it was shut down. But you would think that the American people would be like, what? Why are we giving? Because, you know, you get welfare automatically if you come on asylum, Ruth. Did you know that?
There has to be people looking at them. There has to be some restrictions and deportation rules.
And
there
voting
has to be,
should never be an option. So anyhow, we're going to talk about that after this break. We're on a hard one right here, and we'll be right back after. Oh, we have about 30 seconds. So, but I do want to talk about it because it bothers me. I think we have to come up with a solution that says, okay, listen, you're going to be able to stay here, and we're going to make you legal, and we're going to make you pay. That's another way to raise some revenue, and I don't mind raising on illegal because they broke the law. But they should never, ever be allowed to vote. That's my thought. We'll be back here right after this break. We have about 5 seconds left. And so we'll look forward to talking about immigration after this.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster.
Oklahoma needs to get everything that it needs right away.
President Obama approving federal aid for the suburbs of Oklahoma City, hit by one of the largest and most powerful tornadoes ever recorded. At least 24 people killed and more, including some kids at an elementary school, with a search now for bodies or anyone trapped in the hundreds of homes and businesses damaged.
There are empty spaces where there used to be living rooms and bedrooms and classrooms. And in time, we're going to need to refill those spaces with love and laughter and community.
Jim Garner lives in Moore. His house and family are spared.
Everybody says it sounds like a train. I've never heard a train that sounded like that. It's the worst sound I've ever heard.
More than 120 people are being treated at hospitals in the area. Flags at the U.S. Capitol are being flown at half staff for the victims. This is a Fox News alert.
Going to take you to paint this house. You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for 1 day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
8:35 and this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water Company. They've been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. Water's drawn from protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta Spring Water, 800-922-6227, or on the web, mountshastaspringwater.com. Now back to our guest hosts, Kurt and Ruth.
Go ahead. Hey, well, I just wanted to let you know, Kurt, that the Canada's Jason Kennedy, Minister of Citizenship, Immigration, and Multiculturalism, was in the Bay Area last weekend. And his comment was, I think everyone knows America's system is pretty dysfunctional.
That's our good Canucks to the north. Now, I've got to say, I'm a huge fan of the Canadians. I've yet to meet a bad, especially Albertans.
He came here to spread the message that Canada's open for business.
Open for business. Come on up.
Open for business. Come on up.
You know, I get such a kick out of it. My daughter's 10 years old. Now, given, she is very bright. That being said, and I'm not too proud as a parent, but my daughter said, you know, Dad, how many people are in the United States? I said, I think there's about 300 million. And she said, well, aren't there 2 billion people in India? I said, yes, there are 2 billion. That's a lot. That's a huge number. And there's 3 billion in China. And so the idea of, and you talk about me being pompous, but the arrogance of these idiots here in the environmental movement in the United States, thinking that if we don't allow the oil sands to come through here, that's the whole thing now. It's not an issue of, is this environmentally safe to come through the Nebraska area and the grasses and the water tables and the aquifers. That's not the issue. The issue is the environmental people don't want us to bring in the oil sands through the United States because we want to stop the Canadians. We want to try and encourage them not to mine these oil sands. That's insanity. What about the 2 billion Indians that want to drive cars? What about the 3 billion Chinese that want to drive cars? They're going to get their cars. They're going to drive oil. They're gonna need oil. Until we can have a car that runs like on a big rubber band with the windmill, which I don't think is gonna happen, we're gonna use oil. Especially now that they came out last week and said, United States now has the largest oil reserves in the world. So we have that here. Yet we're paying people that hate us to buy their oil and bring it over and support terrorism, because that's what we're doing when we buy our oil from the Middle East. We're supporting terrorism. If they had no money, the reason these people didn't bother us 200 years ago is because they didn't have any oil. They didn't realize what it was for. So why are we empowering them when we have our own oil? Now, granted, they're going to sell it to the Chinese or the Italians. I'm sorry, not the Italians, the Indians.
Italians.
The Italians, too. Yeah, I hate it. Yeah. Anyhow. But the Canadians get it. So if, and you know what? As soon as we announced that we weren't going to let Keystone go through, guess what they did? They said, hey, let's go ahead and build another pipeline just in case these idiots down south in the United States don't get it together.
They're trying to recreate a Silicon Valley in Canada.
And they're building a pipeline to Vancouver. They're going to ship it to China and Japan. And so if we don't buy it, and we don't make use of it, they're going to ship it someplace else.
Sure, but I'm talking about you're taking the intellectuals from Stanford, from Berkeley, and those people here on 6 years, student visas, and they're inviting them to, after school, after, of course, who paid for them, after school, go up to Canada. They'll give you a visa, without conditions if you start up a company in Canada. And what they want is a new Silicon Valley in Canada. And they got free health care and that sort of thing.
Well,
so I'm saying go. Just go.
Well, here's the reality. Canada is not, and as much as I hate Cal Berkeley, It is not Berkeley. You have things in Silicon Valley and Palo Alto and those areas, not to mention just the intellectual power of these geniuses, but also you have amazing weather. You have an amazing environment to live in, and, you know, culturally everything. Canada's wonderful. I love it. It's one of my favorite places in the world. I've been there lots of times, every province, but British Columbia and Saskatchewan. I love to go there to hunt. And the reason we're able to hunt in Canada is because of the oil companies putting in all the roads back in the bush. But the fact of the matter is it gets doggone cold. And it's hard for me to fathom people going up to anywhere north of Vancouver, really. And that's, you know, most of the big Canadian towns are right on our border because it gets so stinking cold. And you have certain, you know, multiple months of the year where they're not able to go outside and do anything. And I don't think they're going to be able to attract. That's the reason people stay in California. You know, go outside today, Ruth. It's going to be gorgeous. You know, I mean, now they're going to attract heavy equipment. They're going to attract the manufacturing because, and they're very wise with their minerals. You know, you look at the Alberta, they've given back their natives, the Indians up there, get huge amounts of benefits from the government because the government has taken full advantage. They lease out their mineral rights. They get these oil companies and gas companies to pay for huge infrastructure projects because those guys want to get to the oil.
Instead of building a casino.
Instead of building a casino. Now they have and I love the casinos too. I think Wind River's a great neighbor for Reading. I think they've done good things. And if people want to go down there and waste their money, God bless them. That's the American way. You do what you want with your money. I hate to see them waste the welfare checks, but again, that ship has sailed. So I just say this, Wind River, in my opinion, is a great community partner. I think they've done good things for Reading. It's a bonus again. And if they don't do it, Corning will. So, you know, you look at those things like when the city of Reading turned down the gas station at Knighton Road, guess what? Corning said, bring it on down. And now they're getting all those tax revenues. Good. So you see things like that. It kind of goes back to the environmental nonsense. Canada's saying, hey, listen, if they're not going to let you do it here, come on up. But then again, they say, if you're not going to put Keystone through, we'll ship it over to China. So, and not to mention, we have all those oil shales, which happen to run very close to Keystone Pipeline. So you see these things and you happen to wonder, and I say, if my 10-year-old daughter realizes that there's more people than just the United States, we're not going to stop this. How come the environmentalists can't realize it?
Well, I just think you have, these laws were put in place to stop development. Yep. And now Jerry Brown is going to manipulate that. Yep. And so it's just the tide. So we have a bunch of Democrats that don't really want development, but yeah, they do.
And I said it after the last election, let them gag on it. Anything that goes wrong now can only be blamed on Democrats because they're in complete and total control. And we know this is unsustainable. We know we can't pay our pensions. We know we can't pay for the medical stuff. We know we don't have enough money to take care of our prisoners. So we know the problem's coming. Let them own it. Let them gag on it. And we'll just sit back and watch for a few years because it's not going to take long. We need to take a break, and we will be back right after this.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arendelle Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Reading. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness, or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
You don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
8:45, this portion of Free Fire Radio, brought to you by Crackmaster. Jeff at Reading Crackmaster can do a guarantee other shops don't dare offer. Small chips up to 24 inches. Go see Jeff, tell him you heard this on Free Fire Radio there at 3280 Market Street in Reading. Give Jeff a call, 241-8723. He's a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Now back to Jeff and Ruth.
Jeff and Ruth, I love it.
Jeff is my alter ego.
Did I say Jeff?
No,
wow.
I do the same thing.
Where did Jeff? Okay, because I was reading Jeff. Okay, yeah. Kurt and Ruth, holy smoke.
No, I don't mind Jeff. I've been called multiple things.
They're calling you Jeff.
I had to have this same discussion with my daughter,
That's
Ruth.
That's the guy I'll like. I'll like Jeff. I won't like Kurt.
Nobody likes Kurt. Who are we kidding?
The evil twin.
That's right. Jeff's the nice guy. Kurt's the one they're stuck with. It's like the alter ego that never leaves.
So we were just talking about Agenda 21 off air, the program that's on after this. That is, if you don't...
No, they come up at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Or at 10 o'clock. If you don't listen to that show, you ought to, because it'll clue you in, and you got San Francisco now, and I just was reading an article about that, who are saying they can't manage the cars going to San Francisco, so pretty soon you're gonna see cars not being allowed in San Francisco, and you're gonna have to
be itty bitty. Yeah, they're gonna have to be tiny.
And the 290 cubicle, condos they're gonna be selling.
You get to live in a 200 square foot house with the bed comes out of the wall.
Parking for bicycles, and oh my gosh, it's just amazing. And yesterday was a really good show. I happened to be listening to it. It was a really good show and just a lot of information coming out about this. They've got these cities now waking up, basically saying, you know, basically coming into line as this Agenda 21 thing happening in their own cities. We have a caller on
a couple
the line.
Things though. I want to give another shout out. They're doing the fundraising for the U.S. Air Force Memorial over at the
Yuba City.
No.
Or Yuba Street.
At the Veterans Hall and the old post office. And then also, real quickly, before we take our caller, I wanted to do a reminder.
You have a tea party at between 10 and 12 at Cypress and Hilltop, and also in the afternoon between 4 and 6. So
you guys are so cute.
I know, because I have to get this out there.
God forbid, Ruth, I do anything to promote my business.
But I think it's very important that people get involved, and especially at the local level.
Oh, I swear. You know, my doctor keeps saying avoid things that make you angry. And if I did that, I would not be able to talk to Ruth anymore. Half of my life, I swear, you just get me so revved up. Anyhow, she does a great job though for me. I want to give another shout out. You might have heard the ads on the TV. I am doing an educational clinic this Thursday night along with Chris Lamb from Bank of Commerce Mortgage. We're going to be discussing lots of different real estate topics. If you have questions, if you're thinking of buying or investing, or, like I said, if you're desperate to sell your house, I'm desperate to buy some because we can't buy any houses right now. We've been and that's what we do. We flip houses as well as sell foreclosures. So that's this Thursday night, 6 o'clock at the Holiday Inn. RSVP to Tara. You get to hear her, and she's Ruth's little cohort. 282-1767 to call over to RSVP at the Holiday Inn, 6 o'clock on Thursday night. So I'm hoping we get some people out there.
And hopefully you get Chris Lamb to talk about the CalVet issue and get the veterans out there.
Chris, like many of the lenders we work with and the sponsors of our show, Megastar, they do, and Kirk Screamer, they do they're all good lenders. So these are the guys you want to talk to. And right now it is a little bit crazy in our local real estate market. We won't talk too much about real estate because it bores the pants off people. But you know, our market's appreciated in the bottom end of that market by about 30% over the last 6 months. Starting
veterans
to feel like a bubble.
Really need to take advantage though of the CalVet before it goes away.
Yeah. And now Ashley's been patient. So we've got Billy Bob calling in on line one. Thanks for your patience.
Good morning,
Billy Bob. How are you doing today?
Hey, you guys. This is Billy Bob, Palisadro.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, you guys. You know, I listen to you religiously on Saturday, and this opportunity to co-host the Free Fire Media program should give people a reason to listen to you from, what, 9 to 10? Is that correct?
That's right.
Thanks. This is a better commercial than Ruth could do.
Oh, well, no, Ruth does well, and you leave her alone.
I try to.
I get attacked. Believe me, they come after me in the chat room.
And I want to make one statement. You are a pompous ass.
It's true. It's true.
There's no
and
denying
see, you
it.
Say that, and I can hear the joy in your voice. And I
love you, though.
I own it. You're, yeah, no,
yeah,
I...
Well, hey, that's good. And you think, you know, that's what I like about you, because you're go-ahead. You don't look back. I mean, if you set fire on your way, you know, let CDF pick it up. You're paying the fire fee, you
That's
know?
Right. You're going to pay for it. Well, you know, I always try and do things very simply. And I jokingly say it, but I know it. The only person I know that's more pompous than me is my brother. And he's actually entitled because he's got a bunch more degrees. But
well,
I try to
attorney.
Be fair to people. He's an attorney a patent attorney with a doctorate in electrical engineering.
Right.
But, you know, I try and treat people the way I want to be treated. I don't say anything to somebody or to anybody that I wouldn't say about or to somebody.
Yeah, that's the golden rule.
Right. And I always try and look at things. But at the same time, I try and call a spade, and I let an idiot know they're an idiot. Sometimes it doesn't behoove me because I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings on purpose.
When you call listenership in this radio station, you don't have to include the morons, though. Anybody listening to this program, and with Carl and Linda Bott and what they've done for this community, with Bad Bob running the show, I'll tell you what, it's incredible, and your contribution on Saturday's mornings, I love it. So anyway, keep up the good work. And Ruth, hey, I told you 2 months ago that Anselmo was going to lose his battle with the county, and it's happening. So
it's a long ways from over.
It's a long way from over.
Oh, no, it isn't. No, the county's
like I said,
got him beat to death.
I'll be honest with you. I just think it's a lose-lose situation, and I wish it
was
over
it
for the community.
And it shouldn't be over a simple $40 permit, but
exactly.
The county's got the cards. I'm sorry.
We'll
okay.
See what happens.
I'll let you guys go.
Hey, thanks very much for
Thank
the call.
You.
And you know, it's very true. We have the problem is, here's the biggest problem. We have educated listeners listening to this show. You have to make an effort to try and listen to this. And sadly, for what the state of the United States right now, and more importantly, the state of California, is that we're the minority. There's a very few people. And part of it's because you get to a point where it's like, you know what, uncle, I give up.
But you have organizations like the Tea Party that are
who
actually
are now being
raising
intimidated
the consciousness
by the IRS
of people in these local communities, and it does start at the local end of
it. Does,
and it's
and
not
it
going to change,
and hopefully
until people
are
get
not intimidated, and they don't because they don't want you involved. They want you to just go along and get along, and that's the whole idea. They don't ruffle any feathers, or the IRS will audit you. Don't ruffle any feathers, or we'll look into your emails. Google will happily give them over. I love lots of things about Google, but I'm disgusted by the fact that they're hand in hand with the government. There's no doubt about it. So we need to take another break. It's our last one here before we are done for the day. So we'll be back right after this.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day.
and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234. Everywhere around the
world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back.
Oh my gosh, this went by fast.
It did. Two quick hours. It's been our pleasure to be in here. This is Kurt Larson and Ruth Angel filling in for Carl and Linda today.
Hope you're having a great birthday and just relaxing and enjoying your parents.
Hopefully we haven't bored you to death, so thanks for listening. Those of you that remain that are still listening, but thanks for listening in.
So escaping from the politics and what we've just been talking about, we were on off air talking about the rodeo last weekend.
Best rodeo I have ever seen. My daughters are little barrel racers, hopefuls, wannabes. But, you know, you have the Red Bluff Roundup, which is a great rodeo. But that what they did up here on Saturday night was they brought in the 10 best riders and ropers and everything in their respective category.
Yeah, the champions.
And
actually,
then they brought in the champion livestock, which some of it's coming from little old Red Bluff, groundy livestock. World class. These were the best bulls, the best horses. It was the best rodeo. It's like going to the NFRs in Las Vegas, and it was right here in little old Redding, being televised on Great American Country in August. It was awesome.
Those cowboys were cute. Are there no women bull riders?
No.
I guess not, because you have names like Tough and
well, you don't
Trevor.
Let, it's just like you don't let men barrel
Cody
race. You don't
and
let
Casey and
You don't let men barrel race, and you don't let women ride bulls. Now, part of that is, though.
Now, why can't they? Well, I mean, is that just?
It's like, you know, it comes back
to. I don't
know. You don't want them to get killed. That's the bottom line. Nobody wants to see some poor girl, or actually, you know, part of the reason people watch bulls is they want to watch the wreck. These are giant, massive, amazing athletes, these bulls. And they can very easily kill any one of these guys any given day. And so, you know, it's just, and then also it's the tradition.
I don't know.
Yeah, you've got 2 tons of hamburger that wants you dead.
Yeah.
in a sense.
Just, that can jump
get
6 feet in the air.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they will turn around after they buck you off and try and say, okay, now I'm going to put my horn in you.
I think it has to do with upper body strength also.
Maybe.
I expect that maybe we will see,
girls
women bull riders,
there,
but,
I think they're starting to try.
There are physical challenges just, yeah, you know, and it's the difference in Viva la Difference between men and women.
Yeah, and there should be, you know, and now we're starting to see some of the problems. We don't have enough time for the whole show, but guess what? We're starting to have some issues with women in the military. Hanging out with the boys for day in and day out. No, guess what? Some of the boys aren't behaving. What a surprise. No one saw that coming, did they?
No.
But guess what, liberals? This is what happens when you put men and women in the same bunker. Anyhow, we don't have time. But again,
stress situation.
That's
right.
Just
arm them. Keep your weapon by your side, and that'll take care of that issue.
Well, anyhow. That's another whole show. I don't even know where to go with that. But it was a great event. Thanks to the Reading Rodeo Association.
And I missed the Budweiser Clydesdale.
They were in Red Bluff
this year. I just miss them. I go see them. I don't actually go to the rodeo. I'm not a horsey and a bull person. Although, you know, I'm thrilled about the event.
Partly a bull person, but we won't go into
that. But I'm thrilled about the event because I think it is really good for Reading. And I think that the community gets involved, and I love that. And we announced the parade, and I love the parade. So I love all the things that it brings. I'm just not into going to see people get thrown off of horses and bulls. That just doesn't excite me. I don't like people getting hurt, and you know, it's like boxing. I don't get it.
What? Oh, that's Ruth for you.
It is what.
Anyhow, we're down to our last minute. So thanks again to Carl and Linda for letting us fill in. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and you can listen to us every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR.
Get by the veterans, they're collecting for the Air Force Memorial today out on Yuba Street across from the post office, and go out to support the
rallies.
Tea Party at 10 to 12 and 4 to 6 today out at Cypress and Hilltop. And thanks, Kurt. It was a good show. I enjoyed being with you today. Rare.
That is rare. You're the only one. Anyhow, thanks again for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed it. You can call us at Sheldon Large and Realty anytime during the week just for a last shameless plug. If you have any real estate questions, Ruth would be glad to help you if we can get her to off the couch watching Oprah and eating
You guys are just so cute.
But thanks, Bob, for all your help, too, and it's been great fun.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got an hour of Mike Huckabee, then Agenda 21 from 10 to noon here on KCNR.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The scope of the devastation is hard to take in tornado-ravaged Moore, Oklahoma.
Half a block down the street from our house, there's no houses.
Jim Garner is one of the lucky ones.
I don't know what I'd done if I'd lost my grandkids.
An elementary school that took a direct hit is one of the areas where the search continues for more survivors or bodies. At least 24 deaths confirmed, revised downward today after some initial confusion. At least 9 children among the dead.
For all those who've been affected, we recognize that you face a long road ahead.
President Obama signed a disaster declaration just hours after the storm today, offering prayers and reassurance.
The people of Moore should know that their country will remain on the ground, there for them, beside them, as long as it takes.
On the Senate floor, a moment of silence this hour for Oklahoma. The U.S. House will also pause later.